This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey, we're back. Welcome back to What's On Your Mind. Scotty's off today. Kevin Flynn, Todd Mitchell filling in. We're about ready to kick off our weekly talk radio town hall with North Dakota Senator Kevin Cramer. I'll do that in just a minute. I do want to tell you we're brought to you by our friends at PetroServe USA, where today, if you're in Yulin, Minnesota, you can enjoy some homemade meatballs. Chicken Alfredo in Glendon. I'll be grabbing that on the way home. 205 NP Avenue in Fargo's got Chef's Choice. Breakfast Tater Tot Hot Dish, 12th Avenue North. West Main Avenue in West Fargo's got the pulled pork sandwiches today. Up in Harwood, two Sloppy Joes and Chips. In Valley City's got the pulled pork with gravy or chicken Alfredo. All scratch kitchens, by the way. Made from scratch, like Mom's homemade Alfredo. Mom's homemade chicken pot pie. Yeah, that's how they roll at PetroServe USA. Always got that 4 for $4 special going, too, which is four. Great. I've got a personal pan pizza, 20-ounce soda, two cookies, $4 every day. We talked a little bit in the first hour about Joe Manchin getting ambushed in a parking garage by these woke crazies. That's all I can come up with. I got an email from emailer Ron, said, and they interrupted a wedding that Kyrsten Sinema was at and officiated at over the weekend. They protested at somebody's wedding. These Greta clones are lunatics and need to be taken over a knee and get their minds right. Greta, what do we think about
that? How dare you?
Yeah, I thought so. So there's that. Studio at flagfamily.com. We got a couple of more here. Kevin, I was talking to myself and I said, self, if we Americans go and cross back into the country of Mexico, cross that border, then come back across into America and say we're illegal immigrants, would Uncle Poopy Pants pay us too? That's a good question. I don't know. And what else did I get? This is interesting too. I saw if you think everything's fine in Afghanistan, keep in mind that the Taliban is now forcing Afghan families to sell their daughters to become child brides as a father of the daughters, the fathers of the daughters, of course, stand by and either they just don't say anything or they're executed. More than likely with our weapons. But I saw Jay Sekulo, I get his ACLJ email and saw that. So, yeah, that's happening in Afghanistan. A couple of calls before we get to, and if you got a question for Kevin Cramer, 701-258-0550 or 800-228-0550. We had a couple left over. Mike, are you in Daisy? Mike, am I reading that right about the military? What's up, Mike? What's on your mind?
Hi, yeah. Kevin, I was fortunate enough to be selected by Congressman Cramer, Armstrong, to be on a selection panel for military academy appointees. And this year we had 13 candidates. They were all terrific. However, we had 17 positions to fill. We had a great group. However, we had zero candidates from Fargo. Zero. With two high schools that are private high schools and all the other school systems, including junior ROTC, we got zero candidates out of the largest city in the North Dakota. What's up with that?
I recognize the voice. That's General Mike Haugen on the line. Hi, Mike. How are you?
Great.
Kevin, let's bring in Senator Kevin Cramer. You got a thought on that, Kev? Oh, we're not hearing Kevin. I've got it. Now, why isn't that? Do I need to do something, Chris? No, I'm not hearing Kevin. We'll figure that out, though. Kevin, you can hear me. Well, Chris is going to work on that. Mike, well, just we'll get the question answered. You know, I don't know. I mean, if that's a trend, if we're, you know, we're seeing, you know, certain, I don't know if it's certain, if it's a demographic, if it's a geographical thing, certain parts of the country, you know, maybe, I don't know. I don't know what to make of that, but that's troubling.
Either, but we had good candidates from around the state. We picked some marvelous young people that renews your faith in young people to have them come forward and interview. But again, we're going to leave military academy free education out there not filled from our state in North Dakota. And I just don't know why that is, whether it's Afghanistan left over or the school system in Fargo not requesting or pushing students via the school counselors. I don't know.
I don't either. It makes you wonder what's going on. Have we got Kevin yet? Kevin, can you hear us yet? Oh, come on now. Maybe better. We might have to have you call in, Kev. I don't know what's going on with this. We have a deal where we stream the video of the show as well as the audio. And Kevin's on our stream yard right now. And I can see you, buddy. You're there. He is. Can't hear a word he's saying. Come on now. What do we got to do here? I hate when this happens. All right. Well, we got that question in. Let's get Don from Hayes. And Don, we're just gonna stack up these questions until we'll get Kev on the phone here. But Don, what was your question for Senator Kramer?
Real tough one, I think. You know, I've never dealt with this. I've got a brother-in-law who had a stroke in August. He cannot get around on his own right now. Medicare came along and sent us a letter stating that since he's not showing any signs of improvement where he's trying to improve, they said we're not paying any more bills. And so now we're got just stuck with a bill for $12,000 from the facility that he's at trying to, you know, they do medical to help him get better, you know, get him moving and stuff. And we don't know exactly what more we can do.
That's a great question.
$12,000 for 1 month. It's ridiculous. And Medicare just up and just basically said, you're on your own.
Well, that's heartbreaking. I don't know. We're trying to connect with Kevin right now. I don't have him yet. But all right. Well, hang on just a second, Don. I want to get that question answered for you because that is... That's a little much. That's a little crazy. Oh, there he is. All right, Kev, we got you on the phone anyway. How are you, sir?
I'm well, thank you. You were sounding great. You were looking great.
Hey, I don't know about that.
Well, I like the orange cap a lot, actually. I wish I had one.
Yeah, well, I'm getting ready for the Minnesota deer opener tomorrow, hearing some really sad news about the whitetail population in North Dakota dealing with this EHD disease that's going on. Oh, my gosh.
I've been hearing a lot of bad news. You're right, a lot of bad reports and scary stuff. In fact, Anyway, I don't hunt. But nonetheless, I know there are a lot of concerned outdoorsmen.
Let's tee up Mike's. Mike Haugen was on talking about how.
Yeah, I heard his question. Yep, I could hear you guys fine.
Yeah.
By the way,
so let's bring Mike back.
So
in.
I heard all of that.
Mike, you're on with the center.
Yeah. It's really not a question for the senator. It's just a statement about where we're going with our military academies. If we can't get young people in the town the size of Fargo to apply to go to a military academy, there's something wrong. And I'm just curious, is it the school system? Is there somebody who's pushing to not have them apply? Because I know you've got great candidates from the 13 we interviewed,
but we
left four positions open.
Yeah, so Mike is asking exactly the right question. In general, you know, this didn't just happen this year, and I don't know about Fargo specifically. I mean, I've got three fantastic noms, you know, one from Minot, one from Devil's Lake, and one from Grand Forks. And this morning I've been calling them to let them know of their nomination. Which, by the way, Kevin and General, to be honest, I actually this is probably the one of the at least one of the top five things I get to do in this job since the first day I went to the house was nominating young people to the academies and then calling them and telling them they've been. I mean, it's just one of the coolest things in the world, and I really appreciate Mike and others that take the time. And by the way, employers and in some cases active military folks that serve on our committees, John Hovind, Kelly Armstrong, and I, our groups work together on this. It's a really high priority for us. Why Fargo there were none from Fargo, I don't know the answer to that. Mike is speculating about some possibilities, but here's what I do know. We've been seeing less interest over the years, and it could be any number of things. But Mike's touching on something, and I think we need to make a concerted effort, and Mike, let's get on it, let's go to work on it, to better inform moms, dads, school counselors, superintendents, principals, school boards, young people everywhere about the incredible opportunities that our military academies have for them and the incredible contribution they can bring to the academy and ultimately as an officer.
All right, well, that's a problem, and I mean, it's got to get fixed. Don and Hazen, we're going to revisit your question. Dan, Tom, and Nick are all on deck. We'll get to you guys coming up next on What's On Your Mind.
North Dakota Truck Wash, the Bakken's premier all-in-one location stop for all of your vehicle's wash needs. Commercial vehicles, standard semis, work trucks, pickup trucks, SUVs, and even motorhomes. Plus, you won't find better customer service anywhere. Find North Dakota Truck Wash conveniently located behind Senex in Stanley on the truck bypass. Open 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Or call 628-1550. Online at ndtruckwash.com.
This is Todd. He's a North Dakota farmer and customer of High Plains Apache.
Advanced in boom height control and PWM nozzle control systems. Everything just gets better every year, and that seems to be what drives guys to trade. You know, we run a couple different GPS systems. Raven stuff is factory installed. We actually do a plug and play with John Deere controls now, too. It's come in handy, and there's a lot of red sprayers on all green farms.
You can find High Plains Apache online at highplainsapache.com.
Since 1910, started as Bradshaw Gravel Supply, Strata has been a North Dakota-based, family-owned company for more than a century. The career opportunities waiting for you today are incredible. Go to stratacorporation.com, click on careers. 1910 it started, today it continues. State-of-the-art facilities, great employees, and safety is number one. No matter the job, they're there when you need them. That's Strata Solid.
Now more than ever, it's important to support companies and organizations that share our values. Patriot Mobile not only shares our beliefs, but actually does something about it. America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. And they donate a portion of every dollar to organizations that fight for causes you care about. Switch to Patriot Mobile now. Get free activation with the code FLAGFAMILY. Switching is easy. Go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily. patriotmobile.com/flagfamily. Or call 972-PATRIOT. 972-PATRIOT.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Back on What's On Your Mind. Scotty's off today. Kevin Flynn, Todd Mitchell filling in. Talk Radio Town Hall underway with North Dakota Senator Kevin Cramer. Any questions? 800-228-0550. You can shoot us an email, studio@flagfamily.com as well, and I'll get that. We'll pass it on as well. Brought to you by our friends at WeThePeopleND.com. They got a little rally going on Monday at the state capitol in Bismarck. Noon till 2. Noon to 2. protesting the vax mandates and the firing because of them and all the falderall that's going on with it. So noon to 2 on Monday, steps of the Capitol in Bismarck. Find out more at wethepeoplend.com. Kev, I got a nice message from, I just wanted to pass this along, from a friend of mine, Tobiah, who's a veteran. He said he had called your office, reached out, and they told him that if nothing happens, we'll get on it. If nothing happens within 2 weeks, to call her back, one of your staff members. And he said, it's funny what happens when we start to bark. And he wrote me back just a minute ago. He said, just want to let you know that the barking worked. I start seeing my benefits come through next week, thanks to Senator Kramer and Volkswagen's office.
Yeah, that's nice. You know what's frustrating about that? We're always glad to intervene, really glad to intervene. And I could write a book about some of the interventions I've had to do that, you know, they're very private. But it always bothers me that it takes, well, let me back. I told a four-star general earlier this week, I'll put it in this context. The beauty of being a senator from North Dakota is that everybody knows me and I know everybody. And that means when my Marine or my airman or my sailor or my soldier isn't getting paid or my veteran isn't getting their benefits or, you know, there's some injustice here, I'm going to learn about it. And if I don't learn about it from them, I'm going to learn about it from their moms. So, let's get it right the first time. Then their moms don't have to call me, you know.
Amen to that.
But the frustrating thing is that sometimes they have to, and I wish they didn't. I wish that our services, our agencies would be more responsive in the first place. Because think of all of the people, Kevin, and this is sort of my point. Think of all the people living in New York that couldn't get a hold of Chuck Schumer.
Oh, yeah,
people
right.
Even in Texas that can't get a hold of Ted Cruz. You know, it's we're blessed, but come on, VA, let's get it right. You know,
exactly. Let's see, Don and Hayes, and Don was on when we couldn't you couldn't hear us when we were talking on our feed.
Okay.
But Don had a question about Medicare and charging. Don, go ahead. You're on with Kevin Kramer.
Oh, Senator, I've got a good one for you. My brother-in-law retired. He retired in July of 19. He had a stroke in August of this year. He medevaced out, you know, from South Dakota to Bismarck to Fargo, back to Bismarck. Anyway, he's in an assisted living place where he gets his rehab for the stroke. He has no feeling in his left side. Medicare, I guess, just sent us a letter. We have power of attorney to pay his bills.
Okay.
And Medicare sent us a letter yesterday. We received it. And it says due to his lack of improvement, they are not going to pay any more bills. They're not going to help in any way. And in the same pile of mail, we got a bill from the doggone rehab center. For $12,000, and I'm going, what are we going to do with that? How are we going to do this? You know, and I don't know if there's anything that can be done to help him out.
Well, you're doing the best thing you can do right now, after just bragging about the beauty of being from North Dakota and people having access to their members of Congress. Here's what I want to do, Don. As long as you're willing, or whoever, you said you have power of attorney, so as long as you're willing, I'd really like you to contact my office, and we'll create a case. And what I mean by that, and this is good for everyone to hear, you know, one of the richest parts of this job, as I just said, is nominating people to the military academy. The other part is constituent services. It's also, especially, I think, a blessing for us because we are North Dakotans and you get to call me on the radio or, you know, bump into me at Menards or whatever happens. I've done a lot of casework in different ways. So I want you to call my office and they'll put you in touch with Jody or somebody that in the constituent services. We'll make up a case. And what I mean by that is you have to sign some forms that give us the right to see private information, right? So we've got to do that. And that allows us to inquire on your behalf with Medicare or whatever other agencies involved, of course, and we'll get all over it. And sometimes a simple inquiry makes the difference. Sometimes we have to advocate, and that'll make the difference. Sometimes there's limited difference that we can make, but sometimes, I'd say most of the time, we're able to do something that works out better than doing nothing. So let's do that, if you don't mind doing that. And of course, you probably are wondering what my phone number is, and I don't have the foggiest idea.
No, sir. I already got hold of your people at the office this morning.
And they told me awesome.
Send off a message right away and get off to it. But I just wanted to make sure and see if there was anything else that you could tell us to do. Should we pay the $12,000 and get it, you know, get them paid right away, or should we hold off and wait till we hear something?
So I'm sitting here smiling because, Don, I absolutely love your level of your consciousness about your responsibilities here. I'm not your legal counsel or anything, and obviously there are people on the other side. If it was me, I guess I'd hold off. I let us do some digging, find out what the situation is, and see to, you know, I don't want you to get stuck with something that you shouldn't have to get stuck with. You know, at some point we'll make a different decision. That's just my off, you know, the cuff, dangerous thinking out loud on the radio that I do occasionally.
Yep.
So I just hold off for a little bit. Let us go to work on it. We'll see what we can get done.
Okay, sir. Thank you very much for talking to me. I appreciate it.
Well, it's my honor. Thanks for calling. Kevin, is this not the greatest place in the world or what? I mean, I love it.
I am so envious of I live in Minnesota, as does our next caller.
Oh, yeah, you poor son of a
I know.
Yeah,
I've got 20-plus.
That is a choice.
I've got like 20-plus requests just for, you know, for Klobuchar just to come on a show, and that doesn't even happen. You're here every week, man. So I've always said kudos to you for taking the time and doing what you do. Dan is in western Minnesota with a question for North Dakota Senator Kevin Cramer. Dan, what's on your mind, buddy?
Yeah, first I'd like to say that last caller, sometimes I know that therapies, there's a limit as to how much they cover, you know, a time period for rehab.
Yep.
Hello?
Yeah, so timing might be a factor.
Yeah, okay,
too.
But my deal was, you know, it was about the election the other day in Virginia. It seemed there's nobody contested. It seemed fair. Voting machines were used and everything like that. So, but it's been 1 year since we had the last election. And I know Senator Cramer sent his chief of staff and two other people to the symposium down in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. And I'd like to find out if they found out anything that would absolutely show that there was voter fraud. But now since then, you've had Rudy Giuliani had his license suspended. You had Sidney Powell, who said that if no sane person would believe what she was saying when she was had to say that in court. You had Lynn Woods, he's also being sanctioned. So now these were the three stars that Mike Lindell always quotes as having this undeniable, irrefutable evidence. Kevin, is there any evidence? Now, we've also had the audit down in Arizona that the fiber deal up for there. Now, do you have any evidence that would say that once and for all there was no voter fraud or there was voter fraud? And I would love to say if you can say 40,000 people voted twice in Nevada, I would say Donald Trump won. And if you can show me the 8,000 people that were dead that voted in Georgia.
The tradition started in 1908 for H.A. Thompson and Sons. Harry Abbott Thompson, he was the namesake. He had a son, Harry, and he had a son, Mark. Mark and his wife, Claudia, are now the owners of H.A. Thompson and Sons, operated every day with their daughters as well, helping people save money. If you go to hatandsons.com, you'll find out more about the commercial service, the link service they provide that save you money. hatandsons.com, since 1908, serving North Dakota and the entire Upper Midwest.
Hi, Dust here from Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North. Due to the lack of the moisture in the soil, we've been experiencing more calls regarding foundation movement. Lack of moisture causes soil to contract and pull away from your foundation. If you notice dirt pulling away from your home, you'll need to make sure that you don't have bigger issues. Cracks in your sheetrock or outside walls, sloped floors, sticking doors and windows. Contact us today at 701-280-7038. Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, your complete foundation experts.
Yeah. USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As the Democrats are trying to push through their partisan social spending bill, Republicans are attempting to adjourn for the day. As nobody knows what's in the social spending bill or its impact on inflation, Republican Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy was on Fox News early Friday morning urging Americans to call their leaders and tell them to slow down until more can be digested of what's in the partisan bill.
And my fear is it's back to what Speaker Pelosi said in the past. You have to pass the bill to know what's in it. And that's why we need everybody to call the Democratic members, to tell them to slow this down. Let people know what's in it. Because what's in it is amnesty for 10 million illegals. You've got 87,000 new IRS agents to target you. If you make $28 a day or spend it, they're coming after you. It raises our taxes, and it really makes it America uncompetitive. China wins in this bill.
We'll let you know what happens on this Friday. We are USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Welcome back to What's on Your Mind, Friday edition. Fifth of, by the way, 3 weeks from today is Black Friday, so just, kind of want to plan your shopping accordingly. Brought to you by our friends at MyPillow, Mike Lindell and the team. They have built MyPillow into an amazing company, the one that it is today. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special right there. Anything you shop for, anything you're looking for. Right now you can look at sheets, you can look at pillows, you can look at slippers, you can look at robes. All of it, great discounts. For the holidays coming up, but you got to know the promo code, and that is Scott, S-C-O-T-T, as in Scott Hennen. Go to Mike, the website, MyPillow.com, and type in on the radio listener special right there. Type in promo code Scott. Discounts across the board. If you got any questions that you want to call them with, 800-506-9028 is the number. Yeah, we were just talking a little bit in the break about, some of the great things that you get to do in the favorite parts of your job. And I've got to imagine that when you watch Nancy Pelosi ramble on at a press conference, by the way, great job on your press conference yesterday.
Thank you.
You guys had a...
Thank you. Yeah, we had a good one. We had a good one on the vax mandate and, the whole... dishonorable discharge thing that right. Biden is trying to push on our military. Just insane. By the way, last week when I was down at the border chief there, the sector chief at the Rio Grande Valley told me he's going to lose 20% of his officers protecting the border. 20% because of this stupid mandate. The bill that we had news conference on yesterday with we being Roger Marshall, Senator Roger Marshall from Kansas, is the COVID-19 Vaccine Dishonorable Discharge Prevention Act. Now imagine this. The Department of Defense has received hundreds, if not thousands, of applications for exemptions or waivers due to religious concerns, religious
right.
beliefs,
yep.
And they've denied every single one of them. In fact, they've said they have no intention of honoring anybody's request for an exemption based on religious convictions. And so we introduced this bill to make sure that anybody that is separated from the military as a result of not getting a vaccine, COVID-19 vaccine specific, and that's an important distinction, because these are mandates that have come since they swore an oath to the Constitution
right.
and to the
right.
Commander Chief. So anyway,
not what they
really
signed up
an
for.
Interesting
yeah.
news conference. Not yeah. what they signed up for. not what they signed up for.
On that, we got a text. Senator Kramer, Senator Hovind said he and a few other senators are attempting to use some kind of a congressional review of Biden's abuse of executive powers regarding the vaccine mandates. How likely is it this will have any success?
Yeah, so it's pretty unlikely it'll be successful. But here's what. But here's the thing. I can't say for definitively that it won't be, because here's why. Obviously, we have to get Democrats to vote for it in order for it to pass. Mm-hmm. And by the way, the president will no doubt veto it, so it's subject to a veto. But a couple things about what's that's called as a Congressional Review Act. I'm a co-sponsor of it as well. In fact, most of the Republicans are, if not all of us.
Okay.
And what that is when there's a rule that goes through the rulemaking process, an executive order goes through the rulemaking process, and it goes into effect within 60 days, Congress can overturn that rule with a vote in the House and the Senate, and then the signature by the president. And we did do that when Donald Trump became president. We did that to a number of Obama rules that were passed late in the term. Our problem now is we don't have a Republican president or a Republican House to help us pass these CRAs. However, it's a privileged motion. And why that's important, Kevin, is in swamp speak, that means that you have to bring it up. If somebody introduces it, the Senate has to bring it up. Chuck Schumer can't put it in the top drawer.
Okay.
And what that does is that forces a vote. And guess what leaders do more than anything? And by the way, Republicans are as guilty as Democrats. Leaders oftentimes prevent their members from voting on things that the members might be uncomfortable voting on. So they never have to say they, voted yes or voted no.
Right.
This is not one of those opportunities. This forces the vote, and that means Democrats then have to decide whether they want to be on the record opposing or on the record supporting the mandates. And this is the one that relates to the OSHA rule, related to the employers with private sector employers, important distinction, of 100 people or more. There's a little bit of concern that in this case it may not be applicable. These are legal things, and I'm not burdened by being a lawyer, but this is sort of an emergency rule, or it's got some particular status or standing that's different than a rule that went through the entire rulemaking process with public comment and all that.
Yep.
But nonetheless, we're going to force the issue, try to get a vote on it. I'd say it's more likely that there'll be a successful lawsuit, and I know what are there, 11 at least states now that are planning to sue. I got to believe there's a federal judge with a brain out there someplace that'll put a stay on this, at least as it applies to a particular state, if not district, judicial district, if not nationwide. It's hard for me to believe that the President of the United States could do such a thing and get by with it in our constitutional system, but we shall see. So it's all hands on deck, throw everything we can at the wall, legal, legislative, and every other way, and oversight and accountability, and try to stop this nonsense.
Going back to before the break, we were going to answer Dan's concerns after the break about election fraud and the cheating in the election. I would just say this. From everything, I watched everything that Lindell did in his cyber symposium. I've seen every, and I would tend to agree with Lynn Wood and Sidney Powell and what happened with Giuliani. I don't know that they were the best team to have. I think that a lot of this, it was like drinking from a fire hose right after the election, first of all.
Yep.
My thing is that if I cheat just a little, is it okay? If we're playing poker and I just deal a couple off the bottom, is that okay? Because I don't want to deal every card off the bottom, but if I just do a couple of cards off the bottom, is that okay? Because my point is that it may not have been as rampant as they thought it was. It may not have been enough to overturn the results. But the fact is the fact of the matter is that we have cheating and nefarious activities going on in these districts, in these city, counties, and states, and that is without question. But is it enough to do anything? But my question to you is, first of all, let's answer Dan's. What are your thoughts on the symposium, and was there fraud? And is just a little okay?
First of all, on the last, is a little okay. If you're dealing from the bottom just twice and they're both aces, it's probably not, it's probably not okay. It's not okay. And, right? It's good for you. Yeah, it's not okay to cheat a little bit. I think what the symposium did, and he's right, I had legal counsel there and my deputy chief of staff. There wasn't much at the symposium that demonstrated this sort of widespread, what do you call it, technical, interference that was a problem.
Hacking,
okay. Or at least not proven. In fact, there was some, testimony against it from the people who were supposed to be there to support it. All that doesn't matter. The symposium served a very important and good purpose. And Mike Lindell and his entire effort are people can like it or not like it, but the reality is that election integrity is really, really important. These guys keep it on the front burner. And yes, by exploring or discovering what went wrong in the last election, the last election that was conducted in a very unusual way, a lot of loosening of the rules state by state, and that provided opportunity for more mischief than usual.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of like you though, Kevin. Dan, if you say 8,000 dead people voted, show me the names, addresses, and identification numbers of the 8,000 so we can check it out. And I've asked for a lot of that myself and have never really gotten it. I've asked it from two people that say they have it and they've never gotten it to me. So all of that said, I do think that this highlights the importance of election integrity. Many states, including Georgia and Arizona, have passed nice, election integrity laws that are constitutional, that don't restrict people's opportunities to vote. In fact, in some cases, they've actually broadened the hours of early voting, but they do put some guardrails around it. All of that's good and needs to happen in every state, even in a state like North Dakota, where you might love the outcome of every election. Let's tighten it up. We were one of the very first states to have, vote by mail almost universally. In many counties, it is. And we all know each other. We like each other. And the county auditor probably knows the name of every envelope that comes in. And that's nice. But it doesn't hurt to have the guardrails around it. The Supreme Court of the United States has upheld the Arizona law that was challenged. This crazy Justice Department of ours now seems like they're gonna challenge the Arizona or the Georgia law. It's basically the exact same law as the Supreme Court has already upheld. Voter identification. We have more. Some of these Republican states have more opportunity and easier access to the polls than Delaware does. But nobody ever complains about Delaware, or at least the liberals don't. So I think it's been an important emphasis. I think it's instructive to look back. Should find every area of cheating and every vulnerability to the integrity of our system and shore it up. And that's what we're doing. But Democrats, on the contrary, we just, for the, fourth time already this year, we had to kill yesterday in the the day before yesterday in the United States Senate, another one of these federal election laws that they're trying to push, bills that they're trying to push federalize the elections, mandate ballot harvesting. Can you imagine such a thing?
No.
Prohibit voter identification state by state. Crazy stuff like that. Because they know how to play that game, and they just want to put cheating in the federal code. And we've fought it off now four times in the Senate and the legislation the House has passed.
And right there, you're talking about motive. And now you're talking about not only motive, now you're talking about opportunity and action
put
in place to continue the nefarious activity. And I'll go back to what you said before when we talked about this months ago, with the way that the state legislators were circumvented and gone around, and so the process wasn't followed. From there, everything downhill was tainted. But we got to get to some questions.
That's why. I was going to say that's why the Supreme Court. I wish they would have offered cert. Would have taken up the Pennsylvania case. And the reason some of the justices, a majority of them, voted against or chose not to take it up, even though some conservative justices wanted to, was because it wouldn't have overturned the election. That's neither here nor there. It's wrong, and they should have heard the case, in my view.
And I think what the light is, and what the positive out of this is that. Right now, as we go into 2022, there are poll watchers everywhere. I know Dr. Scott Jensen in Minnesota said we have got teams of people that are watching this. So we're watching
it. And it's really good work for lawyers.
Yep, and there you go. The eagle eyes are on it.
Unfortunately, but that's it.
We got to get Nick in here. Nick, get your question in quick for Kevin Cramer. Hey, go ahead, Nick.
Yeah, Senator Cramer. I was just wondering why you can't make everybody in North Dakota an honorary member of Congress and bypass its mandate.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, well, you can't because the Constitution has a very specific route for becoming a member of Congress. I think what Nick's probably referencing is that obviously Congress is a co-equal branch of the government, co-equal to the president. And the president doesn't, we don't work for the president. And he doesn't work for us.
And you're not mandated.
And we're not mandated. And we're not going to mandate ourselves to do it, because why would you do something so dumb as that? Well, unless you're Joe Biden. And so, so that Nick raises an important point, but I wish you could all be members of Congress as an extension, probably in our, self-governed. Let's remember, we are self-governed, representative republic. Maybe there is a case to be made for every citizen's a member of Congress.
Well, there you go.
Let's look into that.
If you can do it, we'll do it. All right, we got to take a quick break. We go rapid fire. Tom, Ron, Aaron, Rich, you're all up next. We'll get those out of the way as we wrap things up with Kevin Cramer, Senator from North Dakota, on our Talk Radio Town Hall on What's on Your Mind. Be right back.
Sean Spicer's new Radical Nation blows the lid off Joe Biden and Kamala Harris's real socialist plan for America. President Trump says you must read this book. Newt Gingrich says Radical Nation can stop the far left. For the first, Radical Nation reveals Biden's socialist plan, the stuff you'll never see on the big networks. Massive spending, inflation soaring, a border in crisis, new dangers with China. Sean Spicer knows Washington's insider secrets. He reveals them in Radical Nation. Watch Sean and Lindsay Keith each weekday on Newsmax, Spicer and Company at 5 Central on all major cable channels. Or find Newsmax on streaming platforms and smart TVs like Samsung, LG, Roku, Zumo, Amazon Fire, Pluto, and more. And make sure you get Radical Nation, a number one Amazon bestseller. It's at bookstores everywhere, or check out the free offer for Radical Nation. Save almost $28. Go to RadicalNation411.com, RadicalNation411.com, and the free offer for Sean Spicer's Radical Nation. PetroServe USA, low-price fuel, great home cooking and grab-and-go convenience. What's not to love? A whole month of specials. Any size coffee or cappuccino, only 49 cents. Two Red Bulls, 16-ounce cans for $6. Salted nut rolls, two for $1. 50 cents for a candy bar. My gosh. Big 28-pack of waters, $2.99. Jack Links, Wild River Jerky, only $4.79. And I love this. Energizer batteries, any size for $1. Stun guns for $5 off. Your self-defense matters. Hurry to PetroServe USA all month long.
My pals at Action Movers are now offering the lowest local move rate in North Dakota. It's the lowest advertised rate in 20 years. $99 an hour for two men in a truck. All you need to do is mention Scott. Not only the lowest local move rate, but the best movers in the state. They're professionally trained. They're background checked. Action Movers, North Dakota's best moving company since 1932. Family owned, veteran owned. Call now. 566-5532. 566-5532. Mention Scott to take advantage of this great offer.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Wow.
What's on your mind? Powered by Schwann Buick GMC. Veterans, active duty, guard and reserve, police, EMS, firefighters. You are invited to enjoy a complimentary turkey dinner with all the trimmings. It's at the Bismarck Elks, Veterans Day, November 11th. You'll need tickets. They're free, but you got to stop and get them. Quality Inn, Action Movers, Valley Sport Marine, First International Bank and Trust, Midwest Contracting, and on the strip at Schwann Buick GMC Cadillac. Show proof of service. Pick up a ticket for you and a guest to join us. Scott and I will be there, too, November 11th at the Elks with Schwann Buick GMC Cadillac.
I missed that memo. November 11th? Turkey dinner.
November 11th. You missed that memo? Maybe Scott was deliberately leaving you behind. Usually it's me, but
Kevin? I didn't get that memo. I'm turkey dinner. Come on.
Complimentary turkey dinner.
There you go.
It means it says a lot of nice things about
it. Yeah, there's no food in the world like free food.
All right.
There you go.
All right, we got to go rapid fire here. It's What's on Your Mind. It's our talk radio town halls we do every Friday with North Dakota Senator Kevin Cramer. And Tom in Mandan has been waiting the longest. Tom has a question. Tom, what's on your mind?
Hello, Tom. Hello. Thank you, Senator Cramer. Quick question is regarding the military and the vaccine mandate. Anyway, how about the North Dakota National Guard, specifically the North Dakota National Guard? Is there any process in place for those seeking an exemption, whether it's a religious exemption or?
So the National Guard is a little different. Although the National Guard is under the broader military, vaccine mandate, it's subject to all of the same potential, severing of relationship, all the way up to possibly include, in fact, almost promoted by some, not in North Dakota, but the dishonorable discharge. That's how bad it is. Now the Guard was given a broad sort of deadline, I think, for it's for state nationwide, it's one thing, and then it's up to the individual states. Some states have earlier dates than other states. The National Guard is June 30th, 2022 is the deadline. I think North Dakota's Guard has set that earlier, I think the end of this year, December 31st of 2021. But they have all of the same remedies, all of the same appeals you can make. The problem is at this point, there have been no religious exemptions issued by the military, and there have been lots of them asked for. So I could go through all the details. It would take the rest of the show.
Yeah, is there a where would we go to see the, like, online to see where all these crazy rules?
Okay.
Where an update would be.
Yeah, that's a great question. I don't know, but I'm going to have my staff, as soon as this is done, put something out either on up on my website for sure, and then maybe some social media, and then we can certainly send something to you as well if you want to call. But I would recommend, if you're a Guard member, if you have a Guard member in your family, is just contacting the chain of command and going up and seeing what we can get done.
All right, Tom.
I introduced a bill. You know, I think I told you that's what the thing was yesterday. We introduced a bill called the COVID-19 Vaccine Dishonorable Discharge Prevention Act, which prohibits the Department of Defense from giving service members, either Guard, Reserve, or active duty, anything lower than an honorable discharge if they choose not to receive the COVID-19 vaccine. Because there are some zealots out there, you guys. There are some commanders along the way that are really they're going after it, and they're busting the chops of a lot of these guys. And my point yesterday, as much as anything, was let's take that burden from them. You know, I'm on the Armed Services Committee and I'm on the Veterans Affairs Committee, and there are times when you give the bureaucracy flexibility because it's better for the people. There are times when you give the commanders, and you want them to have flexibility, on the battlefield.
Yep.
But there are times when we have to step in and prescribe the solution, or at least prescribe the parameters for the solution so that they don't go off the rails. And this actually relieves these commanders of that burden of having to make these decisions. So this is one we think should be easy. It's an amendment offered on the National Defense Authorization Act, which we're yet to bring up another whole topic for another whole show, because we're soon upon the latest that we've ever brought the Defense Authorization Act to the floor. We passed it out of committee in July, overwhelmingly, and Chuck Schumer has not yet brought up the Defense Authorization Act, the most important piece of legislation every year in the United States Congress.
Thank you, Tom. I hope that got your question. We've got to get to another one here. Rich in Bismarck has a question for the senator. Rich, what's on your mind? Make it quick.
Hey, good morning, Senator Kramer. I voted for you.
Hey,
I'm not sure if I'll do it again.
Thank
I just want to say something real quick. Did you know that Pfizer has 22 lobbying groups in Washington right now, and that they are, I don't know how many people they have paid off, but the news I watched now, you listed as one of 19 collaborators, you know, because you sided with Schumer and the Democrats. And I was, my question is, have you taken any money from Dominion or Pfizer as far as political backing?
You know, I don't know if I've ever, I'm not familiar with Dominion or their lobbying effort or their shop out here at all or out in Washington at all. But I don't want to say I haven't because obviously contributions come in every day, online, in person, you know, PACs, all kinds of things. Pfizer, I probably have over the years, and would again, by the way, this is the reason we have these limits on all the contributions so that you use the word pay off. You can't pay a member of Congress off unless they're really cheap because the limits are five. If you can imagine this, now $5,000 in election. So for a senator, that's over 6 years, $5,000 before your primary election. So it really doesn't do much to buy you off, quite honestly. But yeah, they obviously are aggressive. They have a lot of money, as do a whole bunch of other groups, labor unions and, you know, other industries, stakeholder groups, agriculture, and they contribute to members of Congress. Yeah. But I don't know. It's never been a major effort on my part or theirs to get me.
Well, there you go. Hope that answers your question. Well, Aaron, Ron, Brian, sorry we didn't get to your calls. We got to wrap it up. Have a great weekend.
Do you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.